Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is KNX 1070 News Radio. Mike Simpson and Rob Archer. Breaking news from Chatsworth.
Firefighters battling a fire in a cemetery. LA Fire spokeswoman Margaret Stewart tells KNX it's burning off the 118 west of Topanga Canyon Boulevard.
They're now fully within a cemetery, the 22,600 block of West Layson Street. It is at approximately 8 acres right now with all forward progress stopped. We do also have L.A. County and Ventura County fire departments are on scene.
No structures are threatened.
Coronavirus outbreaks on the rise in L.A. County workplaces. Dr. Barbara Ferrer, public health director.
In late September through early October, we saw the number of work sites begin to increase again. And now we had over 39 outbreaks being investigated in just a 2-week period. And for us, this is a cause for concern.
The number of new virus hospitalizations also increasing across the county. The infection rate is up to 1.5, indicates the virus is spreading. There are about 20 new deaths in the county, one of them an adult under 30 who did not have an underlying health condition. Death toll now tops 6,800, more than 1,300 new infections.
Lots of cities ghosting and trick-or-treating for Halloween because of COVID. Is there any way for kids to still have a good time?
Going door-to-door for kids. Candy out, but that doesn't mean tossing Halloween as if it were a month-old pumpkin.
Most, at least my patients that I've seen, they have their own pods where they've been having teachers do their education.
Dr. Anita Guerrara from Providence St. John's Health Center in Santa Monica.
And within that little pod, I think if they were to get together in a backyard and dress up, if they're already seeing each other every day for school, and wore their masks, and if, you know, each parent brought the candy for their own child, I think that would be a safe way to do it.
The hope, maybe by next Halloween, your doorbell will once again ring and you'll hear trick or treat. Charles Feldman, KNX 1070. News Radio.
He is back. There's been another sighting of somebody wearing a jetpack at the flight path of LAX. A China Airlines crew member reported seeing somebody who appeared to be in a jetpack about 7 miles northwest of the airport a little before 2 this afternoon. The FAA has alerted police and is investigating. Reportedly, so is the FBI. Pilots reported seeing a guy in a jetpack near LAX back on August 29th.
More details out about a non-fatal shooting of a disturbed man at a Harbor UCLA hospital by deputies last week. The sheriff, Alex Villanueva, defending the action of the deputies.
The October 6th shooting happened when a patient in a fourth floor room had a mental episode and began smashing a window with a heavy metal object and threatening other patients and staff. A deputy who was part of a security team guarding an injured deputy helped evacuate the area. A mental health crisis team was called, but the man went into the hallway and then smashed through a door of the room where the deputies were in when he was fired on and hit 7 times. Sheriff Alex Villanueva said waiting for the crisis team to come was not an option.
That deputy was about a second or two away from getting beamed in the head. I'm not sure how long he wanted to wait for people to gather together on the first floor of the hospital, get a plan together, and go up to the fourth floor, intervene. No, that's they're not going to wait. I wouldn't expect anybody to wait under those circumstances.
The shooting is being reviewed by the district attorney's office. The wounded man is expected to recover from his injuries. Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
LA fire officials say they found a butane honey oil operation inside a commercial building that caught fire early this morning and burned for nearly an hour. Crews initially believed the structure was housing a marijuana farming operation, but later figured out it was a honey oil lab. Such labs are far more dangerous. They involve a chemical process using butane to extract THC from pot.
California Republican Party has less than 24 hours to go before it has to remove all the unauthorized ballots, boxes, as mandated by the state's government's cease and desist order. The GOP here in the state now changing the label on the ballot boxes to say they're unofficial. Democratic lawyer Mark Elias says the GOP's broken the law.
California law is clear about the chain of custody that needs to be maintained in order for third-party lawful ballot collection to be undertaken. And rogue efforts by the Republican Party to mislead voters by labeling them official is not cured by now mislabeling those same drop boxes.
Democratic Congressman Harley Ruta from Newport Beach also warns there will be consequences for committing voting fraud.
A person in charge of vote-by-mail ballot who knowingly and willingly engages in criminal acts related to that ballot, including but not limited to fraud, bribery, intimidation, and tampering with or failing to deliver the ballot in a timely fashion is punishable by imprisonment for 2, 3, or 4 years.
State Republicans say they're considering expanding their use of unofficial ballots, saying a 2016 state law allows a voter to designate any person to collect a completed ballot, return it to the election official's vote center, or secure votes by mail drop box. We talked with the Republican committeewoman from California about this. On KNX In Depth, you can get that podcast on the radio.com app.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.